listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and your collectibles. When it comes to shipping, you have to know what the heck you're doing. It's challenging for newbies and for experienced sellers as well. Well, here now to share her strategies is a woman who literally ships by the book. Her name is Debbie Weeder. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the book kiosk, all one word. Debbie, how should a newbie get started with shipping?
First of all, you want to use eBay shipping labels. You know, you want to print through because the tracking's uploaded automatically. So that's always a good tip. I buy my labels through BubbleFast. You know, you can get your shipping labels. You can use paper if you want, but when you use the shipping labels, it's just automatically everything's printed right on there. You don't have to copy and paste. And if you don't use the shipping labels, eBay shipping labels, you can use the paper that way, but I prefer the labels because they go right on. I don't have to tape. I used to cut my fingers trying to get the tape and tape around my labels. So always think that. Use eBay shipping labels.
Okay, so that's the first thing for newbies.
Yeah, is to know, tell yourself, I'm going to use eBay shipping labels. I'm going to have a printer at home so that I can print my shipping labels at home. For one reason, you know, first class shipping now through eBay goes up to 15.99 ounces. If you go to the post office, they're only going to let you go up to 13 ounces. So you're going to save money that way.
What's the least expensive way to ship lightweight items? Let's say little jewelry or little things that don't weigh much.
That would be first class, shipping first class mail. The small items, that's the best way to go. Now, if you put in your listing that if you offer priority, you cannot downgrade. So you can't state in your listing priority shipping, free or however, or offer priority shipping. And then they have no way to buy first class, or if you offer free and you say first class, you can't downgrade. So, you know, make sure you know how you listed that item before you go to buy your shipping labels.
So do you list, so different items might be in a different classification? Like one item might be shipped first class, and you may have another item the next day that you want to ship a different way.
Right. There's different options. You know, we've got first class, parcel, select, priority. Then there's also medium mail. So if you're going to ship books, you can offer medium mail as an economy choice. With medium mail, you could ship up to 4 pounds of books for only $4.10, which could be $15 if you're using parcel select. One thing about medium mail is it travels slowly, especially in the wintertime when it goes ground. So when the roads are icy, it's kind of a bad, so what I do is I check, can I possibly ship this priority mail during the holidays and get it there quicker? And with medium mail, you know, it is an economy choice, so it's a great way to ship books, and there are restrictions. It has to be a book without advertising, so you can't do magazines or comic books. And it can be a recorded CD, DVD, or video, but not video games. And you can't use blank CDs, DVDs or VHSs, because some people will sell, you know, sets of blank VHS, still, believe it or not, people still do use their VCRs. And the post office can open those and inspect them. So don't try to cheat the system by shipping something media mail that's not supposed to be, because it will get forwarded on to your buyer and they'll get charged the priority mail at their front door.
Do you recommend offering more than one shipping option?
Absolutely. Items that weigh over a pound, you have two choices. You got your select, your parcel select, and your priority. Now, some people do also have, there's UPS and there's FedEx, because some use the parcel select. I have never used that. I prefer to use the USPS. So big items, you also have FedEx, FedEx choices to do too. What I do is put parcel select first, and then priority. Give your buyers two options. They might want it fast, and they're willing to pay priority. If you put the parcel select, they choose that. As a top-rated seller, I get a discount through eBay. So often, I can ship that package priority mail, even though they chose parcel. So they're getting an upgrade, and I'm shipping it for less than they even paid.
Wow.
So that's a real win-win. That's a great one to do.
So you ship all of your books media mail, right? How much does that cost?
Most of the time, I ship media mail. Like I said before, 4 pounds can go up to $4.10. Now, I do use priority sometimes for my books if they're expensive. I don't like an expensive book, maybe $100. I've sold books for $300 and $400. I don't want them sitting out, you know, media mail taking its time. So I will ship those quickly. I use sometimes padded flat rate envelopes. And then the regional boxes are fantastic. Regional A, regional B. All these priority boxes are free from USPS. So, you know, go online, order them. They're free delivered to your door. They can take a couple weeks to get. One time I shipped a book. I saved $5 by using a regional A instead of a medium priority box. Same book, same address, and I saved $5 because I used regional A.
Now I'm asking for the newbie right now. How do you know that?
You listen to eBay Radio and you listen
I mean, how, when you're, the newbie's getting ready to ship something out, how do they, right. how do they choose between these regional boxes? I mean, how do you know?
Well, they have to, that's what I'm saying. You order them and you play with them. It's like a puzzle. I have all these boxes, my A's, my B's, two different styles. You get them all, order them all from the post office and have them with you.
Because they're free.
In your office. They're all free and they'll bring them right to your door. So you have those. Order those today. Order those today. All of the priority flat rate boxes, the padded flat rate envelopes, the regional A's and B's. Get us, you know, a pack of each of them and use them. Look at them. See how you can use them. Because I've sometimes taken half an hour to an hour to figure out what's the best way I can get this to my buyer for the least amount of money. There's a large flat rate game board box and I can get a whole set of books in that box that I can't get in any other, you know, size box, unless I'm just going to go medium mail. Then I'll use my plain old brown boxes. So get all of those and look at them and look at your item and which could this fit in?
So
does that make sense?
Yes,
yeah,
it does. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got all these boxes. So I'm trying to think like a total newbie. I'm almost a newbie anyway, but I'm trying
to think like a total newbie here.
So you've got all these regional this and that's, right?
Uh-huh.
So you've got something that you want to ship. So do you put the proportions of the boxes into eBay, into the listing, and then it tells you how much it costs? Or how do they know which one to use?
When, you know, let's say your item has sold. It's really fascinating because eBay, when you go to print your shipping label through eBay, there's a drop down and you can check them all. It shows you priority. It shows you an A. It shows you a B. So you can sit there and play. Now, that only happens because you've already sold your item. But before that, you can go onto the post office's website, too, and look and see, you know, what the way. And I know this is confusing because I've been spending a lot of time with my husband trying to get
him to understand that. It is confusing. It is. I think it's the most confusing thing about selling on eBay was having to learn about shipping. And people, their eyes, they roll their eyes when they see, when they hear me say that.
Well, they do, and you want to weigh. You've got to have a scale. You've got to have a scale. Now, if you've got a little necklace, you're going to tell yourself, wow, this is only going to weigh 2 ounces. And T-shirts, you know, I sell used men's clothing. You weigh things. And I've got to stress, do it before you make the listing. Weigh it out and tell yourself, this weighs 10 ounces. It's going to go first class. Now, you still have to put it in a box. You know, a lot of my T-shirts and things go in poly mailers. That only adds a little bit. Your shipping label and your packing slip are going to also add a little bit of weight. So take a piece of paper, take your T-shirt, lay it on your scale, maybe even the eBay poly bags that we get free with our store coupons. Lay it all on the scale. And after a while, you're going to start to get the hang of it. Now, if you're shipping something crazy, a big piece of something or something with a lot of glass, don't even do your listing until you've packed that. I sold a very large ceramic Christmas tree. I spent 2 hours wrapping that thing, double boxing it, knowing exactly how I was going to ship it before I ever even listed it, so that I knew the exact weight, because sometimes, you know, adding your packing and your bubble wrap and everything can add more weight, and you get a shock when you go to print your shipping label.
We always just put everything on that scale. We put the tissue paper, we put the raffia, we put anything I'm going to put in there, a little jewelry box, whatever. We put it on that scale along with it. Even the, you know, the invoice or the packing slip, everything goes on that scale.
Right. Yes, because you'd be surprised. One time I was shipping international. International gets really crazy. The difference between, I think it's 8 ounces and 9 ounces international is a $5 difference. And I underweighed it, so I ate that $5.
Ooh, have you ever done that, Griff?
No, I don't think so.
I have. I've done it twice.
When? Yeah,
just when I, you know, sold something and I had added it up wrong as to what the shipping was going to cost me and ended up eating something.
Oh, no, that hasn't happened to me in a long time.
So, because you do it, well.
It's free shipping and, I don't look at it. I can't look at it as transaction to transaction. It has to be, you know, like a quarter or a half of a year or a total year's transaction before I can make that determination, because a good business understands that sometimes you might lose on one item for either shipping or even the cost of the item. But it's the aggregate number of sales and those numbers that matter, not the individual.
I totally agree with you. I think what I was saying was the issue about how you should know in advance what it's going to cost you to ship it before you list it.
You do your best to determine that.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Because, you know, when you're selling one-offs, you don't always know.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty easy to tell, you know, can you hold this item in your hand? You know, is it lightweight? Is it a t-shirt? A lot of things are going to go first class. And, you know, now that with it used to be 13 ounces we were limited at, but with eBay's commercial rates and the way they negotiate for us, we can go up to 15.99 now for first class. I'm going to say out this is the website for eBay shipping, pages.ebay.com / shipping. If you go there, you're going to learn a lot. There's the question, you can, you know, the FAQs, and there's also a video of Griff doing some shipping tips.
Yeah.
pages.ebay.com/shipping. Hey, thanks so much, Debbie.
Thanks, Debbie.
As usual, wonderful segment.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Up next, 10 top tips. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's MiloDesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.